وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي حفظك الله. Yes, name of soul of the Quran, soul of Quran, it's not correct. As Allah Azza wa Jal described the Quran itself by a soul. كما قال الله عز وجل وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب والإيمان. We sent you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, we sent down to you a soul from our orders, soul from our speech, which is the Quran. So the Quran is the soul. It's a soul by itself, so that can motivate you and create inside you motivation to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, spiritual feeling, so you be closer to your Lord. Create here, it means bring you to closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Allah will call it soul, ruhan min amrina. But when you say a soul of Quran, as the Quran itself, inside it have a soul. And this is the description for the creations. The creations is a body who they have soul inside them or with them. So this kind of similarity in description is dangerous, wrong, because could lead us and bring us to the understanding of some of the innovators who they said Al-Quran makhluq. I don't mean those who they say soul of Quran means they say Al-Quran makhluq, but it could lead to that dangerous statements Al-Quran is creation, Al-Quran is makhluq, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's actually the wrong understanding and wrong statements. Wallahu a'lam. If someone have a better description or explanation, please benefit us. This is what I see and this is what I know from these wrong statements. Wallahu a'lam.